The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
We are learning the laws of Bikur Cholim in Simin Kuf Tzadi Gimel. Bikur Cholim is usually translated as visiting the ill. But the truth is, the implication of the word Bikur is not merely visiting, but visiting for the purpose of seeing what needs to be done. So therefore, Bikur Cholim really means visiting sick people in order to determine how we can help them. There is a dispute among the Rishonim about the origin of this mitzvah. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Avel that is a mitzvah midrabbanan, it's a rabbinic mitzvah. However, according to the Halachas Gedolos, the Bahag, it is actually a mitzvah min haTorah. Now, there's no bracha that is made on the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. The Rashba in a Tshuva explains that any time there's a mitzvah that is dependent upon another person, there's no bracha to be made. So in the case of Bikur Cholim, since the chole could decline a person's visit, therefore it is subject to the wants of the chole, so that's why there's no bracha that is made on the mitzvah. Now the Arzarua has a different explanation why there's no bracha. He says that any mitzvah that there's no designated time for, you would not make a bracha. So for example, we do make a bracha on tzitzis and tefillin and lulav and sukkah and shofar because there's a time that it needs to be done. As opposed to the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, there's no time when a person is exempt from the mitzvah, and therefore we do not make a bracha on it. There's one other explanation given in the Tshuvas Binyamin Zev, and he says that we never make a bracha on a mitzvah that non-Jews also perform. Since Bikur Cholim is also done by non-Jews, therefore no bracha is made on it. So let's start Halacha Aleph. Kishachala ha'adam, when a person gets sick, mitzvah al kol adam levakro. It is a mitzvah on everyone to come visit him. Shechein matzinu be'akadosh baruch hu shemevakar cholim. Just like we find with the Almighty, that He comes to visit the sick. Kimo shedarshu rabbeinu, like our sages have taught us, zechoinu levracham. Ba'pasik vayera elav Hashem be'elonei mamre, the Hashem appeared in Eloni Mamre, Milamed, this teaches us Sheba Elov Levake HaChola, that he came to visit Avram because Avram was sick. Now, since we have a mitzvah to emulate Hashem, so whatever good deeds we find Hashem doing, we try to do the same. Now, the Kitzur will tell us some of the details of the mitzvah. Hakrovim v'hachaverim, the relatives and the friends of the person who's sick, sheragilim likones leveso tamid, that they are frequently coming to the home of the chola, hema hochem levakro miyad, they should come visit him right away, kishasham moshul chola, as soon as they hear that he's sick, ava harachokim she'ena ragil mebesai, but those who are distant, who do not frequently come to his house, lo yikonsu miyad, they should not come right away, ki hechi dilo litareya mazle, in order that his mazel won't turn bad, lahato alav shem chole, to impose upon him the title of being one who is ill. In other words, since these are people who don't regularly come, if they're coming now, so that will metaphysically give him the title of someone who's ill and make him subject to the dangers of being a chola. So when should they come? Ve'enam nechnasim ad la'achar shlosha yomim. They should only come after 3 days. So again, the relatives and the close friends should come immediately. Those who do not find themselves coming to the house on a regular basis, they should wait until 3 days that the person is ill. Ve'im kavatz alav hacholi, and if the disease is overcoming him, gam harachokim nechnasim miyad, then even those who are distant should come right away. The Bach explains, because if the disease is overcoming him, he definitely already has the status of being a chola, so they would not be causing any harm by coming, they would only be giving him benefit. Afilo hagadol yelech levaker es hakatan, even a bigger person should come to visit one who is smaller. Vafilo kama pa'amim bayom, he should even come many times over the course of the day. Don't think, oh, I came once to mevaker chola, now I do not need to come again. V'kol hamosif harezeh meshubach, the more one comes to visit, the more praiseworthy is he. U'bilvad shelo yeh l'toreach al hachola, as long as he is not being a burden on the sick person. Now this is a critical factor in the mitzvah of bikur cholim. Very often people are anxious to do this mitzvah, but really the chola does not appreciate it. And it takes a lot of sensitivity to be able to determine what are the needs of the chola, how often will it be beneficial for a person to come, and whether to come at all. Sometimes when someone is ill, they really do not want to have visitors, especially if all their needs are already being taken care of by others. At the very least, when one does come, they should look for indications from the chola whether or not their presence is appreciated, and whether or not there's something that they could do to help, and that will determine both how long to stay, and whether or not to return, and how soon. Hasone lo yivake esono hachola velo yinachmenu. An enemy should not visit his adversary who is ill, and he should also not come to console him when a family member dies, kishahu ovel, when he's in mourning. Shelo yachshav, so that he should not think shesameach le'edo, that his enemy is rejoicing with his misfortune. Aval muter l'lavoso, but he is allowed to perform the mitzvah of levaya, of escorting him when he dies. V'leka l'mechash, and there's no room to suspect sheyomro, that people will say ki hu sameach le'edo, that he is rejoicing in his downfall. Ba'shezehu sof kol adam, because this is the end of all people. We don't have to suspect that an enemy would descend to such low levels. Ayin l'kamon simen reish zayin sif beis. Da'achola eina tzarech la'amod afilo mipnei nasi. Later on we say that someone who's ill does not have to stand up in front of a prominent person, even if it is a nasi. V'imrotze la'amod, and if he does stand up, ein om lo shev, we don't tell him to sit down, because it could be interpreted as stay in your ill state. Halacha beis, kishahachola shochev al haaretz, when the chola is lying on the floor, lo yeshev hamivaker al gabi kisei hagavoa mimenu, the person who is visiting should not sit on a chair which is higher than him. Lefisha hashchina lemala me rashosav shochola, because the divine presence is on top of the head of the sick person. Shenemar, like the pasuk says, Hashem yisodenu al eresh dovoy. Hashem strengthens him on his bed of illness. Aval kishahachole shocheb b'mita, but when the sick person is lying in a bed, muter l'mevaker leishev al kisei b'safso, then it is permissible for the one who's visiting to sit on a chair or on a bench. Now, in the Sefer Aruch HaShulchan, he quotes from the Zohar, says that when you visit someone who is ill, the visitor should not sit near the feet of the chola, because that is the place where the Malach HaMoves is staying. But this only applies to a chola who's a Beinoni. But if the chola is a Tzadik Gomer, then the best place to sit is by his feet, because the Shechina will be surrounding him from all sides other than near his feet. Halacha Gimel. Ikar mitzvahs bikur cholim hu la'ayin b'tzorchei hachola. The primary mitzvah of visiting those who are sick is to look into the needs of the chola. Mahu tzorech lasas lo? What does he need for him to do? U'sheyimtze nachas ruach im chavero. And if he is giving him pleasure by just having his friend there, v'gam sheyitin daitei olav, v'yivakesh rachmim olav, and also that he should be focused on him, and that he should daven for the sick person. So this is really three benefits of Bikur Cholim, three purposes of Bikur Cholim. Number one, to see what are the needs of the chola. Number two, to give him the pleasure of company. And number three, so that the visitor can daven for the sick person. V'im biker v'lo bikesh, and if someone was mevaka, he visited someone who was ill, and he did not daven for him, lo kiyam es ha-mitzvah, he has not fulfilled the mitzvah. Lochein, therefore, ein mevakrin begimul shois harishona shahayom, we do not visit the sick in the first 3 hours of the day, mipnesha oz ko chole mekel alav chelyon, because then everyone who's sick is not feeling as bad, his situation is not as serious, v'lo yochush levakesh alav rachamim, and then the visitor will not be moved enough to daven for him, v'lo begimul shos ha'achronos shahayom, and not on the last 3 hours of the day, she'oz machbil alav chelyoy, because then his ailments become very intense, v'yisyoesh melevakesh alav rachamim, and he will give up hope from davening because his state will be so terrible. Different diseases have different situations, and different cholim are in different situations, and it requires sensitivity to determine when is the ideal time to visit the chola. Certainly, one should not come at a time of day when it will be a burden for the chola. If the chola is in the hospital, and the hospital has particular visiting hours, one should respect the times that the hospital allows a person to come. In general, it would be a good idea to find out when are the ideal times to come, either by calling first or by consulting with a family member. Some situations, if there are nurses who are taking care of the chola, it would be ideal to consult with the nurses when is the best time to come visit. We mentioned that a primary aspect of the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim is davening for the chola. Now, in Halacha Daled, we will discuss the details. Kishemevakesh olav rachamim, when one is davening on behalf of the chola, im mevakesh lefanav, if he is davening in front of the chola, yochol levakesh bechol loshon sheyirtze, he can daven in any language that he wants. Shahari mevakesh kaviyochol lefnei hashchina, because he is asking of Hashem, he's speaking in front of the Shechina, Shehi Eitzo HaChola, which is alongside the sick person. Abal Kishim Mevakesh Shelo Bifanov, when someone davens, when they are not in front of the Chola, Da'oz malachei hasharesh niskakin lahalos tfiloso, because then the malachim are needed to bring the prayer to Hashem. Ve'enam niskakin l'ko halashonos, and they don't respond to every language. Al ken yivakesh b'loshna kodesh. So then one should daven specifically in Loshna Kodesh, in Hebrew. V'yichlo oso b'soch kol chole Yisrael. And he should include the chole among all cholim of the Jewish nation. Shemitoch shekololo imacherim, because since he's including him with others, tviloso nishma'as yoser b'schusan sharabim. The prayer is more likely to be answered in the merit of the masses. The Yomah, and he should say to the Chola, Hamokom Yirachem Alecha, Hashem should have mercy upon you, Besoch Kol Chola Yisrael, among all of the other sick people of the Jewish nation. U'Beshabbos, and if he is b'mevaka chola on Shabbos, Yoma, he should say to the chola, Shabbos hi milizok, it is Shabbos, we do not cry out, urefuah krova lavo, but the refuah should be quick to come, v'rachamav merubim, v'shivsu b'shalom. His mercy is abundant, and you should return in peace to your state of health. Now, if the doctors have given up hope that a person will survive, there's a question among the poskim whether it is proper to daven for them. Rabbi Yashiv is quoted as saying that since one may not daven for something which is miraculous, therefore, if the doctors say there's no hope for survival, one should not daven for that. However, what one could daven for is that the patient's situation should be alleviated. He should not suffer so much. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky is quoted as saying that today medical progress has gone so far that there's no such thing as a miracle for one to live. And therefore, no matter how bad off one's medical state is, it is always permissible to daven for them to have a recovery. The Divrei Chaim of Sanz has said that if the doctors have given up hope for a patient's survival, one would not be allowed to daven verbally, but we should daven mentally. Now, one fascinating question is, what happens if there's a terminally ill patient, God forbid, who is suffering immensely, and he wants to die? Is it mutter to daven that he should die quickly? There's a Ran in Nidarim that says that it is mutter. And the Tferes Yisrael, in his commentary on Yoma, also says that it will be permissible to daven for a patient who's suffering a lot, that he should die. The position of the Ran is brought down in the Aruch HaShulchan, and in the Igros Moshe, and in other tshuvas. However, many poskim argue, and they say that it is forbidden to explicitly daven that someone should die, but one can daven that the patient should no longer suffer. Now, when we're davening for someone to be healed, so we're supposed to mention the name of the mother of the patient. We've already discussed this. What happens if the patient is a ger or a gioris? So as a convert, the halacha is that they are not related to their biological mother. Even if the mother herself converted, they would still not be related. So then the poskim say that you should say Ploni ben Sarah, because Sarah Imenu is considered to be the mother of all Jews. Halacha hey, Hamivakrim yedabru ito bahaskil vadas. Those who are visiting the sick should speak with him with intellect, with wisdom. V'yomrulo, and they should say to the sick person, lo dvarim mechayim, v'lo dvarim mimisim. And they should say to him, not words that he's going to live, and not words that he's going to die. V'yomer lo, but they should say to him, she'yitein daito al inyanav, he should be focused on matters. Im hilva ohifkid etzo acherim, if he lent something to someone, or he deposited something with someone, o acherim etzlo, or other people lent or deposited with him, so he should be focused on that and make sure to arrange for people's possessions to be returned. Be'al yifchad mipnei zeh me'hamaves, and this way he won't have to be afraid of dying. Halacha vav, ein litein nechasav b'matanot la'acherim. A person who is dying should not give his belongings as a present to others. Va'afilu litzdaka, and even to give it away as tzedaka, ulaniach es hayorshim kach, and to leave his heirs with nothing. V'kol ha'osekein, anyone who does this, ein ruach hachamim nochi himenu. The Chachamim do not approve of his actions. V'afil ein hayorshin nogim kashura, even if his natural heirs do not act properly, he still should be leaving them a inheritance. Ava imaniach gam liyorshim dava hamaspik lahem, but if he is leaving for his heirs an amount which is sufficient, mutar, then is permissible to give others. Umidas chasidas, it would be scrupulous shelo lachtom es atzmo aid for lolios be'etza b'tzava, not to sign as a witness and not to advise someone in forming a will, shemavirin ba es hayerusha mehayoresh, in which the inheritance is being transferred away from relatives, afilu mi ben she'ena noa kashura, even from a child that does not act properly, la'achiv chacham v'noa kashura, and to give it to a brother who is a talmid chacham who is acting properly with his life. Notice, even to give it away from one relative who's closer than to another, it would be the wrong thing to do. Kishema yetsa mimeno zera tov v'hagon, because maybe from this son who does not act properly, maybe he will have descendants who will be proper. V'afilu l'mayit l'zeh u'l'habras l'zeh yesh misha oseh, and there are some who even forbid to decrease the Yerusha to one party and to increase to another party. V'ro'i l'chush l'dvarav, and it is ideal to be concerned for their opinion, which means that we should follow the Torah standards of who should get what and how things should be divided. Alacha Zayin, im yesh lo banim ktanim, if a person who is dying has young children, o ketanim ugedolim, or he has some children who are young and some which are already bar mitzvah, o sheishto miuberes, or his wife is pregnant, tsarech limnos apotrophos sheyisasek b'shvil aktanim ad shigadlo, he must assign agent who will look after the children until they grow up, because otherwise there's a concern that people will take advantage of the young orphans. Halacha ches, chole shebikesh lasos kabbalas kinyan, a sick person who is on his deathbed who requests the execution of an acquisition, lechazek es hatzava, in order to strengthen his will, konin mimeno afilo b'shabbos, so that kinyan can be made even on Shabbos. Normally we have a principle that on Shabbos we would not make acquisitions, but under these pressing circumstances we would allow him to acquire. V'chein, similarly, imavakesh l'shloach l'krovav, if he wants to send word to his relative on Shabbos, mutar l'sko goy b'shabbos u'l'sholcho, we would be allowed to hire a goy on Shabbos to send him to the relatives, even though there would be a principle of amira l'akum, we're not allowed to tell a goy to do melacha on Shabbos. But again, under these circumstances where this person is dying, we make an exception.